This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.
Welcome to episode 251 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 10th of August 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Please rate us on the iTunes and like us on facebook.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Steve, Jacob and myself, Andrew. And our special guest today is Stephen Haywood from thetechbuzz.net. So be sure to check that out after the show. How are you doing today, Brad?
Hello, Andrew. This is a take two of the podcast.
It is a take two. We had a little bit of echo before, but we are doing a take two.
And take two is way better. Yes. Andrew, you went to Sydney, mate. Give us a quick rundown on that, mate.
Yeah, I did. I was up in Sydney for about 3 or 4 days this week. I had a number of appointments and things I'd been meaning to make up in Sydney, and Robert Scoble was in town for a event with Rackspace. They were doing an event around startups up there in Sydney on the Rackspace network. So I managed to get down to that on the Tuesday night and met Robert and tried on the Google Glass. And, cool. You know, he's a man who is definitely in demand with the 100 or so people in the room, but he had a lot of time for everybody there to get a photo with and have a chat, and just about everyone I think tried on his Google Glass. So
good stuff.
Yeah, really good time in Sydney, and yeah, it was a lot
well
of fun.
I'm actually jealous because you actually met him before me.
I did. Yeah, and then a few of us on the Thursday morning went out and had breakfast with him, which was great. And yeah, he's just a fun guy who has time for everybody.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah,
and pretty down to earth. Yeah. So had a great time, and he'll be in Melbourne, Brad.
He will be, yes.
Later this year. So definitely, I think you and I and Robert will probably head off somewhere for a beer and, you know, a few others. So it should be fun. Looking
I think
forward
we
to
should
it.
Go to the Pancake Parlour.
Pancake Parlour could be the go.
Yeah, I reckon. Jody from the USA, would you want to go to the Pancake Parlour as well with Robert Scoble?
You betcha. I'm there. Just let me know when. But you know what? Honestly, Andrew, I want to hear you tried on the Google Glass. I want to hear what that experience was like.
Okay. Great. Great. Great question. It was really – it's one of those things where you build it up so much, like, oh, my God, Google Glass. We've been reading about it. There's all these explorers. And when I tried it on, it was incredible. But it was almost like it wasn't fireworks, as in – the actual what you see in front of you on the right hand side is kind of like a business card, and it's almost like a hologram. It's sort of sitting out there on the right hand side in front of you, and it's transparent, but all of the characters and all of the, you know, lettering and things is really clear, really easy to see. It's almost very subtle though, how it sort of just sits there, and you can go about your space and, okay, Glass, take a photo or do this or do that or what's the weather like later on. I only had it on for, you know, a few minutes, but it's as soon as you put it on and you've used it once, it's instantly infectious. Like, this is a product that, you know, they've spent probably billions of dollars developing, and I'm telling you now that this product is going to be around. We're just at the very start of this. Think back in the old brick phone days. That's sort of where we are, and it's an incredible experience to have them on, and everyone who puts them on has this sort of smile, like, whoa, like you've just opened your eyes for the very first time. I was watching people's reactions as they went around the room, and it's it changed a lot of people's opinion from what I could see of, oh, I'd never use that. Why would I do that? I can do all of that on my phone too. Hang on a sec. this is easier and this is a lot more intuitive to use than having to jump to my handbag to grab my phone out or whatever.
So Andrew, is it worth it? You reckon they're worth the money?
If I could buy an Explorer, I'd buy one today.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'd put up the $1,500 today if I could buy an Explorer version, but they're not available in Australia yet. No. So
they actually worked in Australia. Did that actually work in Australia? You got on a network and stuff?
It worked in Australia. Apparently, I read an article saying that obviously they're only in America at the moment, but if you are overseas or in other places, they will work, but they will lock after a certain time. So it might be 30 days or something. It'll lock, and then you have to go to Google and talk and discuss and work out, you know, why or what. But yeah, as soon as they're available, I think they're going to go for sort of around the $300 mark from what people are saying.
Yeah.
I'll snap them up. Anything up to $500, I think they'll sell. But I think if they've sort of got this $200, $300 mark, they're going to pick up a lot of market share.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Jacob Jones, would you want to go to the pancake parlor?
Yes.
Whoop. Okay. That's a dumb question. Also,
yes, because every photos that you've taken, everything looked good.
Pancake Pilot, can you sponsor this podcast? Chatterbox Live, what's up?
Hey, actually, I got a question for Andrew.
Go ahead.
A question that everybody's asking, did you actually put the Google Glass while you were in the shower? That's what I want to know.
Oh.
And did you take pictures?
I did not put them on in the shower, but Robert kept telling people that this is his second pair because he had a grey pair first and this was an orange pair. And the grey pair broke, and every person around the room instantly goes, "Oh, is that because you took them in the shower?"
Yeah.
So it was quite funny, the same joke over and over again.
It's very funny.
It's almost like taking your phone in the bathroom, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is, but in saying that, just think forward a little bit. I mean, everyone's time, we're more time poor now than we were 10 years ago, and more time poor 10 years ago than we were 20 years ago, which means in 10 or 20 years from now, we'll be even more time poor than we are today. So it would not one bit surprise me if you jump in the shower, put your Google Glass on, and start working through your emails.
Wow, God.
I said it. God. There you go.
Okay, all right.
Maybe you should just get it embedded in your eye, you know?
Yeah, or your head.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. Also, we've got Steve from the Tech Bards. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
I'm very well, mate. Good to have you on, mate.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And we've got video as well, so people can check out the video as on the live stream as well. We've got Steve there, and he's cool setup and stuff, and yeah, great stuff. All right, Jade, let's jump into some news before we interview Steve.
Okay, well, before we jump into the news, the big news is on Sunday when Breaking Bad is going to start their final season. So for those of us who are Breaking Bad aficionados, that's big news. So I just figured I'd start with that.
Sure.
It's all downhill from there, Jody.
It is,
absolutely. So those of you who believe all of those speeds and feeds, you know, when Apple says that they're microprocessor is going to perform at X number of milliseconds. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a story this week about Netgear accusing Asus of submitting fraudulent test results to the FCC. And apparently there's two ways a company can go when they create a new product. They can follow all the rules and regs and craft the best product their engineers are capable of designing, or they can flout the rules and regulations and cheat their way to market dominance. So apparently Netgear is accusing Asus of taking the low road in the Wi-Fi router market. And the company's filed both a complaint with the FCC and a lawsuit seeking damages and injunctive relief on the grounds of unfair competition and false advertising. Still kind of a question whether, in fact, they complied with the FCC regulations. In tests last year that were done, the Asus delivered better range than most of the 802.11ac routers that had been benchmarked. So the question then is whether, in fact, this is a true allegation or not. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But, you know, interesting, I guess it brings up false advertising, unfair competition, conspiracy theories, and a whole host of other issues. So, you know, I guess the question is, and we can come back to it later, when you buy technology, do you believe all of the claims that you're being told? In other news, founders of YouTube they're taking on Vine and Instagram with a new video app. And you know how Vine and Instagram, after releasing the capability of doing video, have been kind of dueling it out. Well, apparently, according to the New York Times, this new app, it's called Mixbit, M-I-X-B-I-T. It has many of the same features as Twitter's Vine and Facebook's Instagram. From pressing a press to shoot, shortened video lengths, it's about 16 seconds compared to Instagram, which is 15 seconds, and Vine, which is 6 seconds. So the concept of what it does is kind of similar to what we're used to, but where it's different is that both the app and the website Mixbit.com will allow users to create stitched together snippets of video. So you can clip together up to 256 videos to create an hour-long video combination. So it's a little bit different. Again, it's kind of interesting. I'm curious to see how that's going to take on. And when we get to talking about the stories, I'm curious if you think that stitching the videos together is a great idea and if it's going to mean anything. In other news, we have a story about Apple and whether they are still the innovators that they used to be. You remember in Austin Powers where he lost his mojo? Well, the question is whether Apple has lost their mojo. And apparently, unnamed sources, you know, those unnamed sources that we don't know who they are, but somehow or other their stories all tend to leak out. Apparently, what they're saying is that Apple is asking itself, what have we done lately and what is going on within our organization? The fear is that after Steve Jobs, will Tim Cook continue to innovate? Will he be able to step up to the plate? And will the new things that are coming out from companies like Google, Samsung, and Microsoft lead the way? Products like Chromecast, will they lead the way, and will Apple then fall by the wayside? So when we get to discussing the stories, I'm curious, what your thoughts are, and if you think Apple is keeping up with the innovative things that they used to do. I know we've seen some stories about some innovations that they're looking at, things that have to do with fingerprint technology for the new devices. Haven't seen it yet, but curious to see what you guys think. In other news, Motorola Nexus 5 is rumored for a Q4 launch. So following Google's purchase of Motorola in 2011, there's been one thing that many have been waiting to see happen, and that's a Motorola Nexus. Speculation has been that LG would again be the maker of the next Nexus handset, but so far that claim has been refuted, and it looks like Motorola is going to be stepping up to the plate. So again, kind of an exciting possible introduction. I know I used to love the old Motorola flip phones and the Razr and all those things. So it'll be interesting to see with the Nexus where they're going to go. And the fact that they're releasing a Nexus smartphone in Q4 is going to be very interesting. We don't have much in the way of details. It's just a little tidbit of information. I'm sure Stephen Haywood is going to have some interesting information for us about that as well when we get to that part of the story. In other news, Engadget's reporting that InWatch 1 smartwatch has GSM connectivity and the heavily skinned version of Android. Again, a Kickstarter project, wow, which I just love. These are rumored devices, big gadget manufacturers. All kinds of smartwatches are popping up. It reminds me of the old Inspector Gadget, kind of stuff. But this Engadget report says that this watch is called InWatch 1, and it sets itself apart from the other smartwatches with a custom version of Android 4.0 and a GSM SIM card slot that gives your wrist access to mobile voice and data networks. Again, kind of a cool twist of the wrist, so to speak. All of these smartwatches seem to be competing in some respects with Google Glass. I'm curious what you guys think, if you think you'd rather wear your technology on your wrist or on your eyes. And in other news, Amazon Android gaming console is tipped for arrival this year. So it almost seems out of left field and very sudden, but it's said that Amazon's working on an Android-powered gaming console, similar to the Ouya. Is that how you pronounce it? Ouya? O-U-Y-A. They're looking for a launch by the end of the year, possibly in time for the holiday season. details are obviously scarce at this point, but it seems that Amazon's looking to sneak their way into the gaming hardware industry. Apparently, this potentially could see a release for Black Friday. So something to keep our eyes on. And guys, that's the news.
Well, Jody, God, that echoes back again. If you ever wanted to get a news job, you would get it for sure.
Oh, thank you. But there's some good questions here. And I'm curious if there was any story in particular
Let's jump to Jacob first. And what are your views on them stories first, Jacob?
All righty. The ones about the router.
Yeah.
I don't like to have like fake news. You hear the good stuff, then when you get home, it's all like, oh, crud. It's not what they said.
What'd they say?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you get one product that says they have, like, very good range, but when you take it home...
They bullshit too, yeah. What brand was that, do you know?
Netgear.
Oh, Netgear. No, I wouldn't touch Netgear if you paid me. No, Netgear is just hopeless. Andrew, what's your view on Netgear?
To be honest, I've never had any major problems with Netgear, but I haven't used their stuff in quite some time.
I would not touch them if you paid me. What about Steve from the Tech Buzz? Do you have any views on them stories, mate?
I don't know what I think about the smartwatch here. Mm. I mean, it seems like there was a point in time where everybody, once they got their smartphones, they really just didn't pay much mind to their watches. They started leaving them off. I mean, I have an iPod Nano that I wear on my watch, kind of representing the geek culture. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I kind of like just having my phone or my tablet.
Well, I agree. I agree. I love having my watch. I wear a G-Shock watch, and that's the best watch I've ever worn ever. I wouldn't wear I don't know about a smartwatch, but you go ahead, Steve. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I don't know. I don't know if it's going to take off. I think you have a better chance of Google Glass taking off.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Any Chatterbox Live, what about you? Do you have a view on them stories?
Actually, two. On the smartwatch, to you, I don't know. I have a different view because, to me, I think people would be more into a smartwatch than particularly Google Glass, because a lot of people don't want to, you know, kind of seem like too techy, too out there. They don't want it, you know, the center of attention brought on them necessarily, where, of course, for years people have been wearing watches. Of course, they may not wear them now, obviously, because of these smartphones pretty much, you know, tells the time now. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's really going to go into the mainstream that much.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Good answer. And Andrew, yep, go ahead.
It's the Apple board concerned about their lack of innovation is really good, because I think it's what everyone's been saying, all of the social commentators for the last year or two. You got guys like Chris Voss and Robert Scoble who are way off the Apple band, all the way down the Android market now. It's very late for them to be sort of saying this, but the fact that it's kind of public now is going to put a lot of pressure back on Tim Cook. You know, what they're saying is, where's the next product? What's happening? We used to be innovative. We had the iPhone. Everyone loved it. We had the iPad. That's awesome. Now Google have got their Google Glass. What's Apple going to innovate next? So it's healthy for that to be coming to public from the office themselves.
Well, every time I go into a phone shop, I ask, what's a popular phone? They say the Samsung S4.
Mm.
So there you go, Andrew. That says something.
I mean, I'm still using the Apple, but... you know, it's going to be hard not to switch unless they start doing something. To start with, they need to change to a bigger screen size, I think, particularly if they have the lower-end model. Mm. Keep the lower-end model the same screen size as now and offer a premium product that's bigger. But, you know, that's interesting. And just to touch in on the Amazon Android gaming console, I don't know why they're doing that. I mean, Sony and Microsoft pour so much money into their consoles. It's got to be a difficult place for them to compete. And, I mean, Amazon have got their fingers in so many things, it just doesn't make any sense to me why they'd go down that market. I mean, it's got to be lucrative for sure, but it's a very risky place to go. And from a consumer perspective, I don't know if I like the idea that every time I buy a book or a disc or something from Amazon, my money's going into R&D for something that's a completely different process to where I'm a customer.
All right. Okay, so Steve from the Tech Buzz, do you have any other views in them stories?
You know, I disagree with you guys saying that Apple has stopped innovating. I don't think Apple needs to be innovating at this point. Google and everybody else is playing catch up, in my opinion. And in a sense, they've surpassed Apple. But let's not forget who put the smartphone touchscreen on the market. I mean, yeah, Windows did it. They did their Palm Trio and everything like that, but it never really caught on until Apple did the iPhone. And then everybody came out with it. And Google, and just for the record, I'm using a Galaxy S4 right now. But the biggest thing that I still say is Google still has not gotten it right yet. The lagginess on the phone, the app quality is just not there. I mean, I've got a brand new Nexus 7 sitting right here next to my iPad. Yeah, the screen resolution's good, but when you take a blown up Android app and you put it on a 1080 screen, you just get blown up pixels. You don't get 1080p quality. And that's where Android's still lacking. It's still falling behind. And I think until they get it right, they're still going to be behind Apple. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with that, but I really think that Google's on the right track, but all Apple has to do is come out with that incremental update. And the fanboys are going to jump on it, and the market's going to go straight up through the roof. I mean, you know that. That's inevitable, right?
It's true, but what about if they don't go to...
Late fall, early winter.
Nice one. All right, Andrew, any questions?
Just give us a bit of an idea of what your show is all about and what you're actually doing. And we've got a special guest, actually. Steve is on the show today, and Steve is from... the Tech Buzz. Steve Haywood, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And Brad, how you doing, mate?
Hey, mate, I'm good, mate.
Okay, good. So, Steve, tell us a little bit about what you do in tech.
Well, I'm pretty well-rounded. I do a show on Mondays that is a tech show called The Weekly Roundup, where we cover everything in technology from cell phones to tablets to computers, you name it. We do that there. And then I do a show on broadcasting on Tuesdays for anybody aspiring to be a broadcaster. You know, want a little bit of help, and we bring in different industry professionals to help in their respective areas. So that way there's no misconception of the knowledge. And then on Thursdays, I produce a show called The Jeff Adams Show. And it's the first show that I've brought on as a network. To try out this whole network thing, which has been kind of expanding. And it's a show about two guys who have kind of hit their midlife crisis, and they're trying to figure out where they want to go in life and what they want to do. They're very successful guys, and it's kind of like a mix between Seinfeld and just kind of getting the weekend started standing in a bar or something like that. I mean, it's like bar talk. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. And, you know, that's kind of what I do, man.
Good stuff, Steve. How long has the Tech Buzz been around for, man?
It was officially 5 years here in March. So we're working on 6 years coming up here in 2014.
Good stuff. And how many shows do you have on your network so far?
Right now we have three, and we're hoping to bring on three more here by the end of fall, early winter. This year, and just kind of well-versed network of not just technology, but a few other things. Sports being one, we're going to have two shows about sports, nice. Which is going to be coming up. Yeah.
Good stuff. What sort of sports, like around the world sports or?
Well, you know, what's big here out here in Western PA is track and field. So I have a girl that's going to be hosting it. She was a national champion here for throwing in shot put and discus. And so she's going to be interviewing high school and collegiate athletes and having them in studio and kind of critiquing their stances and the way they do things and helping them as they look forward to going to college and reaching that championship goal, along with interviewing different Olympians and things like that, and really putting it out there for people to kind of learn that are in that they're into that type of sport.
Cool. All right, Jacob, any questions for Steve?
All I was going to ask was how long you've done it. But I think that's already been answered.
Yes. Steve, so,
what kind of people have you had on the show there, Steve?
that's a very good question. I've had a bunch of guys that you probably all know. I've had Steve Wozniak on the show, co-founder of Apple. I've had Robert Scoble. I've interviewed like Leo Laporte at CES in 2011, nice. And a bunch of the guys from the Twit Network. I've just had a really wide, vast variety of guests that have been on the show, and those are just a few off the top of my head that I can recall.
All right, Jody, any questions for Steve?
Yeah, Steve, it's interesting. So do you have a tech background? How did you get started doing this?
Well, it's kind of funny. Wow, this is like deja vu. It is kind of funny though. I'll get to that other part. But believe it or not, I didn't go to school for technology or anything. I was in college to be a pastor, actually. And so we had an IT department in college, in Bible college, and the IT guys, they would just wreck everybody's computer. And you know, my dad taught me enough about computers and stuff to get by. And people would ask if I knew how to format a computer and put Windows on it. I'm like, yeah. And I'm thinking, the IT department already messed up their computer. What possibly could I do worse to it? And so that's when I really started playing around with it. And then when I started doing the online broadcasting thing, I saw Chris Perillo. He was doing a live cast, I guess you would call it. And he was sitting at his computer and people were talking geek in the chat room. And I thought, you know, this is really, really cool. I could probably do something like this and then answer questions about computers and technology, you know, based on my knowledge. And, you know, I turn on the webcam in my apartment and, you know, next thing you know, I have like 30 people in there that are asking questions, answering questions, and guys getting on Skype, kind of like what we're doing now to do this podcast. And it just kind of grew from there. And you know, it's really interesting when I look back and I just shudder in horror at some of the videos that I've done in the beginning. I want to delete them so bad, but I keep them there as a kind of like a reminder of, you know, how it all started, you know?
That's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. So Steve, explain what sort of equipment you use, when you do your live shows.
So, just because, you know, I don't want to be making you have 2-hour podcast, sure. Probably the best.
Go ahead.
The best thing, I'll give you just a gist of it, and you can check it out. I have a studio tour on my website. That'd probably be the easiest thing. But I use a TriCaster to do all my switching, and I also use Wirecast, which is the program that I use for most of the time for the last 5 years. Just recently switched over to TriCaster, but I use both. To the TriCaster to do all the switching, and then the Wirecast software to output to the different CDNs out on the web for folks to watch. And you know, I've got a digital mixer, I've got a whole mess of gear. And like I said, the best thing to do would be to go watch the video so you can kind of see the whole thing. Otherwise, we'll be here
good stuff
for another 2 hours.
What is your favorite phone so far?
You know, I really like the S4, but I still keep seeing myself going back to the iPhone 5. You know, we said earlier in the podcast that, you know, Androids and Google are doing some cool things. I like Chromecast. I've got a couple of them here. I like the Nexus 7.
Yep.
But you know, there's just something about the ease of use of iOS. Just for a little bit of just quick discussion here. You know what really irks me with Android? One thing, the stupid copy and paste. It just doesn't work right. Am I the only one that has that issue?
No, mine works fine. I copy and paste things all the time on my phone. Works good.
It's like I when I do the copy, it asks me if I want to copy it to the clipboard. And then I say yes. So then I go to another area, and then I hold down the button. It never prompts me to bring up the hash marks and paste. Yeah, it's a nightmare. On iOS, I just boom, boom, done.
Yeah.
I don't even have to think about it.
So you have an iPad as well, don't you? An iPad mini or an iPad?
I have an iPad mini, an iPad 3, and then I've got the Nexus 7. Wait.
Good. The new one, right? The new one that came out just the other day?
Yes. Cool. Yes.
All right. Well, that's it, Andrew. Wrap up. And
just quickly, Steve. Ahead. Where do you see the show going? Like, I mean, you've been doing it for a little while, but where do you see it in a year or 3 years or 5 years? What do you want to make from it?
You know, that's a very good question. You know, I see so many broadcasters out there, podcasters, internet broadcasters. They're all going after the model of advertisers. And I'm not going to knock that because I have advertisers and sponsors as well. But I also want to do something that's more along the lines of a business. I want to turn the Tech Buzz into a production company for video. So if a company's not really knowing about online broadcasting, they could hire the Tech Buzz brand to come out and produce their show. Maybe it's a concert. Maybe it's a live weekend seminar of some sort, to be able to come out and do that along with the online scenario of building a brand and a bunch of shows, high quality shows, where people come in and they produce the show either in studio or via Skype, hassle free. So maybe they don't have the money or the know-how to buy all the equipment, but they could afford, you know, a weekly amount to pay to produce a show, and all they have to do is show up and do it. You know, that's kind of where I want to go. And obviously, if we get advertisers and sponsors, you know, I'm not going to turn that away. But I think this business model, this approach, is something that may work. And that's what I'd like to do over the next couple of years, and really build this into something that is profitable. And I guess that's kind of why I'm slow. I mean, it's 5 years in building, but that's kind of why I'm buying the equipment, buying more of the high-end stuff, because that's what I'd like to be able to do, to have it be able to be played on, you know, TV and not have them say, well, it's just not quite there for that quality. I know I can produce TV quality content for people that want it.
All right, good stuff. Chatterbox Live, any questions before we go? Make it quick, mate. Are you getting any questions for Steve?
Okay, yeah, real quick. Well, actually, you pretty much answered it, because I was going to ask you about your video production, but you kind of already answered that question.
All right, good stuff. Where can I get you on the internet? The Tech Buzz, where can I get you at?
They can check out the techbuzz.net for just about everything. And right now we have a Roku app, so you can watch live or watch any of the reruns, as well as the podcasts are all available. So it'd be cool. You guys download it, rate it. And then also right now, iTunes has two of my shows up there under new noteworthy under video. If you guys want to download it, rate it, leave a comment, collective criticism, always welcome.
Good stuff. All right, Andrew Cunningham, where can they get you at, mate? And make sure you mention the that smart charger.
Yeah, I'm just we've got the Smart One smarter charger, which has been supplied to us by Shelley down at Smart One.
Yep.
It's basically a charger that's the size of a USB dongle, so a USB internet stick, and you can put it in your wallet, your pocket, your phone, your purse, however you carry. Brad and I are going to be reviewing this one through the week, and we'll let you know how we go next week. But so far, it looks like a really cool little device that will work on your iPhone, your HTC, and your Samsung. Little cables for all of the different scenarios that you might want to plug it into. So we'll let you guys know more about that once we've done the review. But so far, it looks pretty good, Brad.
And the website is smartcharger.com.au?
Smarter Charger.
Smarter Charger.
Smarter Charger. And the company is called Smart One. So jump in there, and we'll let you guys know how we go next week.
And also,
we'll give you some more details once we've had a bit of a test to make sure the thing does well with a bit of bang for buck.
I just want to say, also thank you to Vincent Brand from Vigilators.com. He actually showed me the other day about that product. So thanks to him
there
for showing
me. Vincent Brown, certainly usually up on the technology. So intuitive.com.
yep, definitely. All right, Andrew, where's your Twitter and stuff, mate?
Yeah, if you want to grab me, you can get me at zafo.com/@Andrew or on Facebook and Twitter, Ari from Oz.
All right, Jody Raines from the USA. What's your information at?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept. Find me pretty much everywhere else as either Jody Raines or webmarcom.net.
Okay, good stuff. Is your podcast coming back at all, Jody, anytime soon?
Yeah, I've got pretty much everything in place to get started. I would say, you know, the next couple of weeks we'll be relaunching, and that's A2SM, Addicted to Social Media. So, right. Would love to have all of you guys on.
Wicked.
So.
All right, we'll come on, Jacob Jones.
I'm right here, Brad.
Go ahead, mate.
You can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
Okay, Chatterbox Live.
You can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
And me, Brad, I was on Tech Webcast. Thanks for being on, Steve, from the Tech Bars. You're a legend, mate. Love the show. And Jacob, stop that messaging, mate, will you?
No, we forgot to make a shout out to Zara Rose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, shout out to her. Yeah, she did. She left a cool comment. Yeah.
So that's what I was trying to remind you about.
You didn't have to do that. You just said it in the podcast, in the show. Okay, thanks for coming on, guys.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric, and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!